Hey, what's up, Sarah here. So here's another flash podcast here. Real quick, I'm just going to talk with you a little bit about the things you should not be saying to people during the coronavirus crisis. This is the time for the clutch players, folks, okay? If you can't market right now and serve clients right now to the maximum extent possible, you know what I'm going to say, right? The good financial advisors are the ones that are, okay? So somehow find the way to take action. Now, by that I mean productive action and not the following things. Number one, I think the joke has gotten pretty old. You know what I'm going to say. Did you have enough toilet paper? Okay. For a profession that's so focused on like trying to be the like the chauffeur in the Grey Poupon commercial, like to that level of crustiness and snobbishness, how did we go from that to making jokes about the bathroom, right? In a normal time, no financial advisor would make a joke like this, okay? First of all, I'm put off by this kind of humor. And second of all, it's just so overdone right now. And it was like from the beginning, okay? It's a cliche. You financial advisors love cliches. You're falling into it again. Can we just kill this joke right now? I mean, really, can we stop saying it? Number two, every email starts with, I hope everybody's safe, and ends with be well or something like that. I mean, I was doing this the first few days as well myself, and then I realized that it was like cluttering my communications too much. We all have a lot less time than we did before. People are running around crazy right now, and if you're doing your job, then you should be. So save everybody a lot of time and just cut those pleasantries out of the communications. I think we can all agree that no one's really going to judge you as being insensitive. It's more about what you're saying in the communication rather than the little pleasantries that are framing every single, what it seems like, every single email. What is going on over there? Hold on a second. This is working from home. There is, you see it all, folks. I know. She just climbed up into the carriage. Okay, I know. I got you. Now you happy? Okay. Now, so the third thing that everybody keeps saying that I wish they would stop saying is, wash your hands. Like, thanks, Mom. This is where I feel like we're getting a little bit away from, I'm the one who trades your IRA account, okay, and into the realm of Mr. Rogers, okay? Every adult knows to wash their hands. We don't need to, you know, give them, we don't need to act like the CDC, all right? We're financial advisors here, okay? Fear-mongering social media postings. Everybody's putting these same BS postings about like, here's the chart comparing the United States to Italy, or like, here's the current, is the market bottoming? Here's the current graph of the S&P on April 1st, 2020 versus the bottom of the recession in 2008. Like, fear-mongering. Like, think of something else more interesting to say. First of all, it's not even your content. Somebody else already got the message out, right? And third of all, like, you're supposed to be the one with solutions. Stop posting the bad news. And by the way, stop watching the bad news. You really think that this is helping your psyche? Do you really think, like, I had to actually stop checking my Twitter account because I'm just sick of watching things that I can't control. And I'm not trying to be insensitive here. I'm doing all that I can by staying home and trying to protect everybody and help everybody. But it's not helping to just be spreading this bad news. So if you're thinking about posting these fearful social media postings, and find something better to say, financial advisors. Number five, this is why it's so important to have that emergency fund. Okay, that's kind of like, you didn't listen. Okay, nobody likes a goody two-shoes, first of all. And second of all, you financial advisors are always harping on this emergency fund as if it's like the holy grail of financial planning. I just don't get it. You are trying to target high-income, highly affluent people. I'm sorry, but I just don't believe that somebody with $2 million or $3 million is going to be having a hard time paying next month's rent. Even if the portfolio goes down 30%, I just don't see it that they can't chalk up the $2,000 somewhere, right? So I don't know. I'd be shocked if like Jeff Bezos were to be evicted for not being able to pay next month's rent, okay? And for those of you that are not into commoditized robo-advising type, you know, service model, you should really be getting these bigger clients and focusing on these bigger accounts, not the smaller ones. And I'm not sure that this emergency fund message is the right one for you. So better crisis communications are those that inform. I mean, I told one of my clients, I was like, go out to everybody that you know, okay? And I just want you to go. I'm like, I want you to go out to everybody that you know, and I want you to just send them a message on LinkedIn or an email and just say, I know that things are difficult right now, and I want to be a resource. Let me know if there's any information I can get you. And he said that he got so many responses back, and people were like, thanks. And he even said that one person was like, you know what? I know a friend of mine is actually a little bit unhappy with her financial advisor, and would you mind if I connected you with her? Ding, 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 ding. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. So here's my point. Don't overcomplicate the message. Come across as a useful, positive resource that wants to take action and is willing to actually do something for other people, and you will be the leader. And as we know, the leader is the one who wins the game. Okay, so thanks for listening, everybody. And by the way, I have a fabulous membership. We are on the attack this April. And if you want to join my membership, on my website, it's the blue bar at the top. This is good stuff, y'all. If I were a financial advisor, I would do it. If you're not already doing it, if you're already a member, you're already signed up with me, I love y'all and you know it. Okay, thanks everybody for listening. Bye.